The Greeks coming to us for financial advice. Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto, and here's the deal. My big fat Greek wedding is now our big fat Greek mess. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou telling President Obama today that evil currency speculators here are behind the financial crisis there, so stop them everywhere. It is the only time I have heard anyone out Obama, at least, on bashing U.S. fat cat bankers. It was as if they were joined at the hip, the beggar and the borrower, but who was who? Hard to say, this much is not. In Barack Obama, Prime Minister Papandreou has now found a kindred spirit, a leader who doesn't much trust the money guys either, and is doing its damnedest to rein them in. I told you, Wall Streeters were kind of like the satanic gift that keeps giving convenient scapegoats for leaders who love to scapegoat. So it is greedy New York bankers who did Greece in and not clueless Greek politicians. Fine. Here's what is not. Not taking a shred of responsibility for spending that got out of control and a cradle-to-grave system of entitlements that got out of whack. At least the difference with the Greek prime minister is he's woken up belatedly, but finally, to the error of his ways, if only as a condition to get his country money. So he is finally attacking his deficits there, just as the American president he was visiting is commiserating on just getting those deficits going here. Now, I'm just wondering, who's the bigger deadbeat? The guy going around the world all but begging for money, or the guy leading the world all but telling him, if only we had money? So beware Greeks bearing gifts. Beware more Greeks assuming you even have gifts. Beware more leaders pointing fingers than taking responsibility. Reason.com's Tim Kavanaugh says that the Greek prime minister is getting advice from the wrong person. So obviously it is a weird pairing, but a pairing nonetheless. You say that either one is not helping the other?
The wrong person, but probably not the worst person. I'm just glad that the prime minister isn't swinging out to California to talk to Governor Schwarzenegger, who would not only give him bad advice, but bad advice that's actually more pertinent to his situation. I mean, he's not in the position of an American president who can inflate his way out of trouble and into new trouble. But in this case, I mean, he's stuck with the euro if the euro persists as the currency.
But Tim, just to bring this back to people who aren't nearly as smart as you, including myself, it struck me as one was a deadbeat and the other was Greek. I say that only half humorously, but the idea being that who is one to give financial advice or help to the other?
This is not the person. And, if the reports are accurate, Papandreou did not really ask for money at this juncture. I mean, all of these meetings are obviously courtships for exchange. But, the thing is, as you said in the intro, demonizing they say the credit default swaps issuers. It's a little more complicated than just credit default
swaps. But I know
what
they're saying on that, Tim, and I just want to keep folks at home abreast of this basic issue here. What the Greek prime minister is saying is that had it not been for those greedy U.S. bankers and currency traders of yours, they sort of forced us right over the edge of the cliff, right down the cliff. And the president, at least on that notion of whacking fat cats, agrees. And he wants to rein him in here, just as the Greek prime minister is telling him he should rein him in here because it would be for the better of the world. Where is that debate going? It's something he pitched to Angela Merkel of Germany and a host of other leaders with whom he's met, sometimes cup in hand.
Yeah. I have a feeling that big debtors like Greece will continue to find new ways to finance their debt creatively because they have not. And you're right that Papandreou has made, and a lot of this stuff was done under his predecessor, but that he has made some serious efforts to rein in,
But he's going to get something, right, Tim? He's not going to go way empty hand. I know he's not coming for money per se, but I can't see the World Bank or the IMF or any other combination of the European community or even the United States not doing something.
It's hard to imagine, but, Merkel has been pretty good on saying no so far. The interesting thing is what he's been thumping the tub for the last couple of days, which, as you say, overlaps with what we're trying to do here with this new financial regulation overhaul that's like, like Zeno's paradox. It never quite arrives at its destination. They want to stop the sort of, the naked trading of credit default swaps.
Yeah. I just don't know. It's like a movie reviewer you hate, though. If the pitch you're making is that the Greek prime minister says, thumbs up, great idea, that's a movie I don't want to see. But that's
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, they're all in this position of these unscrupulous bartenders kept serving me, in this case, ouzo. I don't want you to let you get all the Greek puns in.
Good point, Tim. Good point. Thank you. Thank you very much, buddy. We appreciate it.